Om Shanti. Today, Bap Dada is seeing the gathering of carefree kings in all four directions. This royal court exists only at this time in the whole Kalpa. Spiritual intoxication. This is why you are carefree kings.
Savedi.
When you wake up in the morning, then too you are carefree.
Karam karte bhi.
When you move around and perform actions at that time too, you are carefree. And when you go to bed, you sleep in carefree sleep. You experience it in this way, don't you? Are you carefree? Have you become carefree or are you becoming it? You have already become it, haven't you? You are carefree and you are kings.
Swaraj Adhikari.
You are self-sovereigns. You are the carefree kings who are the conquerors of the senses. That is, you have a right to self-sovereignty. So, this is the type of gathering you belong to.
Koi fikr hai?
Do you have any worry?
Koi fikr?
Do you have any worry? Because you have given all your worries to Baba. Your burden has come off, hasn't it? Worries over. You are experiencing this carefree life as an invaluable life. Crown of light is automatically shining. The crown of light, that is the crown of purity, is automatically shining behind the head of each one. This light, of this crown of light, stands for being a carefree king. But if you experience any worry or you carry some burden, then do you know what comes on your head? Then a basket of burdens comes on your head. So just think, keep both a crown and a basket in front of you. Bring both of them in front of you. What would you like? Would you like a basket or would you like a crown of light? Say, teachers, what will you like? You will like a crown, won't you? you are the kings who are ruling over all your sense organs. Purity makes you wear a crown of light.
इसलिए आपके यादगार चरचित्रों में.
This is why in your memorials, that is, in your non-living images, they show a double crown.
Dwapar se leke,
from copper age onwards,
badshah to bahut bane hai, raja to bahut bane.
Many have become kings, sovereigns, many of them. However, no one has become double crowned. One also has become a carefree king and a self-sovereign like you. Because purity makes you the conqueror of Maya, it makes you the conqueror of matter as well as the conqueror of the sense organs. Sign of a carefree king is
sada swayambhi santusht.
Is that he will himself remain content and also and will also make others contented.
Kabhi bhi
will not lack anything for which he would have to be dissatisfied. Wherever anything is lacking, there is dissatisfaction. Where there are attainments, there is satisfaction. So, have you become like that? Check.
Sada. Sarva prapti swarup. Satushte.
Am I an embodiment of all attainments? And a satisfied soul all the time.
Aprapta nahi koi vastu.
There is a saying that nothing lacks.
Devtaon ki nahi lekin brahmanon ki khazana.
In the treasure store of deities, but actually it is a treasure store of Brahmins. Nothing lacks in your treasure store.
Santushta.
Contentment is an elevated decoration of life.
Value.
It is an elevated value. So you are contented souls, aren't you? On seeing such carefree king children, Bap Dada is happy to see such children who are carefree kings. And he says, Wah, my carefree kings, wah, how great you are. So aren't you great? Aren't you Vava? Those who say that they are carefree king children, raise your hand. Raise your hand. All carefree? Carefree? And everyone, nearly everyone is raising his hand. So no worry at all, no concerns, no worries at all. It is good. The method to become carefree is very easy. It is not difficult. There's a difference of just one sign, one alphabet. It's only so simple. That word is it's one word which you have to change. And that is, change mine into yours. It's not mine, it is yours. In Hindi language, the alphabet M and the alphabet T. So you, instead of M, put T. So just change one alphabet from M to T. It means Samira, it will become Tera. Mine will become yours. So Hindi language, Ra is the same. So Mera is mine and Tera is yours. So that on the word M is to be changed into T. That's the only difference. So, are you those who always say, yours, yours, or do you say, mine, mine? No, you have to change mine into yours. You have changed mine into yours, yours, haven't you? If you haven't yet done it, do it. So do it if you haven't yet done it. The one who says mine, mine is the one who becomes a slave. And the Hindi word is das. And then rhyming with that word is udas. Udas means sad. So you become the slaves of Maya. This is why you become sad, unhappy. Sorrow, unhappiness means to become a slave of Maya. So Baba's rhyming words, das means slave and udas means sad, unhappy. Therefore, you are the conquerors of Maya. You are not the slaves of Maya or servants of Maya. If sorrow comes, sometimes you taste it. Because for 63 births, you have formed the habit of being in sorrow. And this is why it comes sometimes, it emerges sometimes. This is why what has Bap Dada said? That each child is a carefree king. If even up to now there is some worry somewhere in a corner, then give it away. Why are you keeping a burden with you? You have formed the habit of carrying a burden. When the father himself is saying, give your burden to me and you become light, double light. What do you prefer? Do you prefer double light or do you prefer a burden? A burden. So, check. Very well. When you wake up at Amrit Vela early in the morning, at that time, look within and check whether there is any type of burden. Within you, even in your subconscious stage, leave aside subconscious stage, even in your dream you should not be experiencing any burden in you, even in your dreams. You prefer double light, don't you? Therefore, at Amrit Vela, this is the homework Baba is giving you to do. You have to check it. You know how to check it, don't you? But along with checking, it's not that you have to just check alone. You have also to change along with that. The change you have to bring is is to change mine into yours. Just interchange the word. Instead of mine, say yours. So check and then change. Because Bab Dada is telling you again and again that see both time and the self. See the speed of time. And also see your own speed. Because later on, don't say that I did not know. I did not know that time, how time passed so quickly. I did not know how time passed so quickly. Many children think that if I am slack in my efforts now, it doesn't really matter because I'll speed it up at the end. If my efforts are slack now, it doesn't matter. However, it's the effort you do for a long period of time. Only that will help you at the end. So, if the efforts are for a long period, only that will help you at the end. Let's see, become a king. You have become before. But yes, some have and some haven't. So you have become, sorry, for the present, you have become kings, but some have and some haven't. You are moving along, you are doing it. You will become perfect. So we are doing it, we are moving forward, we will become perfect. That's not what you have to say. It's not that you have to move forward, you have to go ahead, but you have to fly. What you need now is the speed of flying. You already have received the wings, haven't you, for flying? Zeal, enthusiasm, and courage. You have received, all of you have received the wings of these. You all have received the wings of zeal, enthusiasm, and courage, and you also have received the blessing from the Father. Do you remember the blessing?
Ek kadam himmat ka.
One step of courage on my side and a thousand steps of help from the Father. Because the Father loves the children from the heart. And therefore, Baba cannot bear to see the children he loves make so much effort. Or work so hard or labor. Instead, be absorbed in love, and the hard work, the labor will finish. Do you like to work very hard? You already are tired of it, aren't you? For 63 births, you had been wandering around, laboring, and had become tired already. And then the Father with his love instead of you wandering, he made you the masters of 3 thrones. He made you the master of 3 thrones. One is the heart throne, you know of it.
Lekin
It's not that you only know about it, but you already are seated on the heart throne. The second is the throne of immortality. You already are a resident of that throne. That is, you are seated on that throne of immortality. And you also are seated on the Father's heart throne. And in the future you will get the throne of the world. So Bap Dada is seeing all of you as those who are seated on the thrones. This type of God's heart throne you will not be able to experience it at any other time in the whole Kalpa. What do the Pandavas think? Are you the kings? Those, yes, they are raising their hand, Baba Singh. Never leave the throne. If you come in body consciousness, it will be like coming on the floor. It will be like being in the mud. Because body consciousness is like mud. And if you are seated on the throne, it means you are a king. Dada checks the chart of the children's efforts, all the children's efforts. Bap Dada checks the chart of the efforts of all the children. Checks who has reached to what extent in all the four subjects. So Bhakta that checked. Of each child that
Chobi Kasane diye.
Whatever treasures Bhaktada has given. All those treasures. To what extent they have accumulated them. So Bhaktada was checking how many treasures of which Bhaktada has already given have they accumulated. So Baba was checking the account of accumulation. Because Papa has given all the treasures alike, equal to all the children. It isn't that he has given more to some and less to others. What is the sign that one is accumulating the treasures? What is a sign which shows that the treasures are being accumulated? As much the treasures are accumulated, you know the treasures, don't you? The biggest treasure is the treasure of elevated thoughts. Your thoughts are your treasures. The present time too is a very big treasure. Because whatever you wish to achieve at the present time, whatever blessing you wish to claim at the present time, however much elevated you wish to become at this time, that much you can become it now. If not now, then never. If you waste the treasure of time, for example, if you waste the treasure of time, it will be wasting the treasure of attainments. That is, if you waste even 1 second of time, you do not make it be used in a worthwhile way. Then it will be like losing a lot. Along with that is the treasure of knowledge, treasure of virtues. The treasure of powers. And along with that, the treasure of blessings which you receive from God as well as from souls. The easiest way in efforts is to give blessings and take blessings. Give happiness and take happiness. Neither give sorrow nor take sorrow.
ऐसे नहीं कि दुख दिया नहीं लेकिन ले लो
it shouldn't be that you don't give sorrow, but you do take sorrow. Even that's not good, because that will make you unhappy anyway. Therefore, give good wishes to all, give happiness, and receive happiness. And you will receive happiness. Do you know how to give happiness? Do you know how to give good wishes or blessings? You also know how to take. The one who knows how to take blessings and give blessings, raise your hand. All of you know, because many are raising their hand, and everyone. Do all of you know how to take blessings and receive blessings? Even double foreigners know it? Yes, you also know it? Good. Congratulations if you know how to give blessings and receive blessings. Good. Congratulations. Congratulations to all of you. If you know how to give blessings and receive blessings, then what else you need? Then what else do you need? You just keep on giving blessings and keep on receiving blessings, and you'll become complete. Even if somebody curses you or says ill to you, will you take that too? What will you do? Will you take that too? Will you take it? Supposing you take that curse, then will it be said that you have cleanliness within you? Will that cleanliness remain within you? Because a curse is a bad thing, is it not? You took it. A bad wishes, you took it. You accepted it within you. Then internally or in you, inside you, there won't be cleanliness. You won't be clean, will you then? Even if there's a slightest defect, then you cannot become perfect. Even if there's a slightest defect, you cannot become perfect. Supposing someone gives you something defective, is not good, will you take it? Somebody gives you a very beautiful fruit, but it's rotten, will you take it? It looks big, good. It looks, but then it's rotten inside. Will you still take it? Will you? It's spoiled inside. Will you take it? You say, oh, it looks good. Okay, I'll take it. Will you say that? Never. No. So, even if somebody tries to curse you or gives you bad wishes, do not let it go in your mind. You will understand, no doubt, that this is like a curse for you, but don't take it in, because if you take it in, you will become defective.
Don't be
So in this year, very few days are left for this old year to finish. However, make a determined thought in your heart. That from tomorrow onwards, even if you feel that you have bad wishes for someone, or you feel that someone else has bad wishes for you, just throw it out. Remove it. And from tomorrow onwards, you will only give blessings, good wishes, and take good wishes and blessings. Will you do it? Do you like it this way? Do you like it? Do you just like it, or you will do it? What will you say? Yes, of course you like it, but will you do it? So those who think that they will do it, come what may, let anything happen, they will do it. They will do it. They raise their hand. Okay, everyone is raising his hand. Papa's looking around. All those cooperative souls, raise your hand. You know, today many souls have come who are cooperative souls. Those who have come for the first time to meet Baba. Baba has been mentioning about bringing a rosary. So they have come. They are cooperative souls. So those cooperative souls who have come, Baba is congratulating them. Why? Yes, you are cooperative, you are loving too. But along with love and cooperation, take another step forward. You have come to your father's home or your own home, and therefore congratulations to you for that. You have taken one step forward and come to God's home, your home, and therefore congratulations to you for that. So all the cooperative souls and those who have love for Baba, you too say, don't you, that you will give blessings and receive blessings, get blessings. Do you understand? Do you keep the courage? Do you have the courage? Those cooperative souls, loving souls, who say that they have the courage, raise your hand. Raise your hand high. So they're all sitting in one line, two lines. And Baba saying, okay, congratulations, they have raised their hands. So Baba saying, yes, you too will become perfect then. Congratulations. All those, okay, now those who are regular students, godly, regular students. And have come to meet Bap Dada for the first time, but they consider themselves to be Brahmins and are regular students going to the center, following all the disciplines. Because if you think you are that, then it means you have to do it, you must do it. And those who say that, raise your hand. Those who say that we will do it, we will give blessings and receive blessings. The first line, you are not raising your hand, the cooperative souls. You will do it, won't you? Teachers are raising their hand. What about those sitting in the cabin? You are not raising your hand? Yes. Yes, you have to do it. You will do it. You must do it. Come what may. Have the courage. Keep the courage. Have a determined thought. Make a determined thought. Suppose someone curses you and you feel affected. So what should you do? You feel affected. At that time, just give him 10 times blessings, 10 times good wishes. If you feel that someone is cursing you, somebody has bad wishes for you, give him good wishes 10 times. And the impact of that bad wish or the curse will finish. Because when you give him good wishes 10 times, automatically the effect of bad wishes will be reduced. Because if you take in the curse, you will be harmed. The other one gives the bad wish or he curses and goes away. But the one who has accepted the bad wish or the curse, he is hurt. No, he is affected, isn't he? So who is affected? The one who takes or the one who gives? Yes, the one who gives is also affected, but the one who takes is affected more. Because the one who gives is careless, you know, he gives and forgets. He is careless. But today Bap Dada is telling about the wish or the hope or the desire he has in his heart for all the children. Bap Dada is telling that to the Chitiyu. It is for every child, whether it is of this land or of foreign lands, whether it is the cooperative children. Because even those who are cooperative children, they have received the introduction of the Father, haven't they? So as they have received the introduction of the Father, it means they should take the attainment. So this is Bap Dada's wish that every child keeps on blessing others, keeps on giving blessings to others. Try to accumulate as much of the treasure of blessings, as much as possible. Because at this time, as many blessings you will be able to accumulate, that much, when you become worthy of worship, you will be able to bless souls, the other souls will be able to bless. So it's not that you have to bless souls only at this time. But from Copper Age onwards, you have to bless your devotees. So you have to accumulate the stock of blessings to that extent, so that you could also bless your devotees when you are in your worthy of worship stage. You are kingly children, aren't you? Royal children. Babdada sees each child to be a royal child. No one is less. And now Bap Dada is giving drishti. As Baba just mentioned, he's seeing every child as a royal child, a future king, and a king even in the present. And Baba continues to give drishti. His drishti is moving around. First towards his left and now towards his right to the sisters. And Baba continues to give drishti to those sitting in the front on the sofas. All the daddies are here. Okay, and Muniben gets up to tell Baba that today's turn of seva is of Delhi. It's the turn of Delhi this time. All those of Delhi stand up. Yes, big group. At least must be 5,000, at least 2,000-3,000 from Delhi only. Yes, you may wave to Baba. Yes, they are waving to Baba, the over 2,000, 3,000, only from Delhi. Today in the gathering there's a big sannyasi. He's come to meet Baba. He's a very close soul. He's sitting in the front row with Brother Brijmohan, wearing saffron robes. So Baba is addressing to Delhi. Everyone is happy to hear the word Delhi, is it not? Why you are happy to hear this word Delhi? Because in every kalpa this will be your capital. Delhi will be your capital. Yeah, Delhi is the capital, but along with that, in every kalpa, the beginning of service is also from Delhi. You know, the first place where the sisters went from Madhuban to serve, that was Delhi. So right from the beginning, it is the people of Delhi who have invented new methods of service. Others also have invented new methods of service, but it's those of Delhi too who have invented new methods of service. You have got a good chance of doing yajna service. The fruit of doing yajna service is very big. Why? Because yajna seva, seva, service of the yajna means service of Brahmin souls. Even in bhakti, you know, people serve the Brahmins. There they serve just 8 or 10 Brahmins and they think that it was a big charitable act they did of serving Brahmins. Lokik Brahmins. And here there are 10,000, 12,000 or 8,000 Brahmins and you get a chance to serve them, serve so many of them. It is the service of the yajna of the yajna father. Every particle of the Brahma Bhojan is very precious. It's very valuable. And you Brahmins, get that Brahma Bhojan with so much love. This Brahma Bhojan's value or importance is no less. In whosoever fortune the Brahma Bhojan is there, he doesn't know what reward he's going to get of that, but he does get the reward. This is why in bhakti too they say the treasure store of Shiva are full and all the bad omens are over by eating from the treasure store of Shiva. is good. You are making plans of service in Delhi. But Baba heard about one speciality which Baba liked it very much, that you did very good service of the president in Delhi. And he has become an instrument and he keeps on giving message to others also. So you have prepared a good, powerful mic, haven't you? Those of Delhi should create more new plans of service. Any other zone can do too, even Bombay can do. In every zone, there is someone who can make new plans of service. You have done the mega programs too. Now even that has become common, of holding mega programs where 100,000 come. This mega program is actually an invention by Dadi. And everyone is clapping. Because Dadi had this thought, there should be a big gathering, 100,000 should come. And see how easily it is happening. First you used to think that to make 100,000 people come, it's a big work, it's too hard. And now, wherever programs have been held, you have served with a big heart, a generous heart, and you have received good success, big success. Baba is not taking names, but the result has been seen, and as much you have been generous-hearted, that much you have got the success. And success is definite, because success is the garland around the neck of Brahmins. It's your birthright. So, now those of Delhi should do something new. Is it all right? Those of Delhi, there are many who can invent new plans. It is good. Whatever service each wing has done for each profession, that too is good. But now what will you do after this? You will do even better. Better than what you have done up to now. Better and better it will definitely become. After all, the power of silence will overcome the power of science. The power of silence has to overcome the power of science. Yes, now those of science are coming in your contact more and more. All those who come in your contact and relationship, when they get the introduction, they do understand that this task which you people are doing is good. So even if one grain of knowledge is accepted by them, even one grain of knowledge is imperishable, it doesn't get destroyed. It doesn't perish, even one grain of knowledge. So, did those of Delhi understand what they have to do? You have to prepare more mics. Yes, you have. A few have come. Bab Dada has a list of the mics you have prepared. But you have to prepare more. Yes, all the zones which are here, they have brought the proof of the service because they have brought the cooperative souls with them. So all those cooperative souls have come to meet Baba. Stand up. You also must be tired sitting for so long. It's good that you stand up. Very good ones have come. Do all of you know whose messengers you have become? You have become God's messengers. You give God's introduction to others. So you are God's messengers. If you do even that much service, you will definitely receive the fruit of that. Nobody can snatch it away from you. The good news is that as you have become the godly messengers, that is, you give message of God to others, to those whom you give, receive the gate pass of heaven. But they still have to take the pass of the seat. You already received the gate pass, you, Father's telling them. You have received the gate pass, that means you enter heaven, but you need to get a seat pass, a pass for the seat. And you do show the way to others whomever you meet. Therefore, you are doing lots of charitable work. The work of charity or the count in charity never gets finished. So you already have become charitable souls. But along with this, it shouldn't be that you remain as charitable souls only. Are you happy to get little only? Are you satisfied with little only? Or you want everything? You have to take everything, is it not? So you have become charitable souls. You have done an act of charity. You are doing it too. And you will continue to do it. But whatever Baba wants, that his children should become royal children, kingly children, self-sovereigns. And Baba BKs, you know, they're clapping for these brothers and sisters. They're about, I think, nearly, they look like 70, 80 of them. And Baba's asking them, do you want to become that? And at least nod your head. And they're nodding and also waving to Baba. I think about 100 of them. So Baba's telling them, you are not guests. You are the hosts. You are not the guests. You have come to your own home. You like this big house, big home of yours? This is your home. You liked it, did you? Did you? Such a big home. So continue to come here. It's a custom here to say to everyone, and whoever says, of course, whoever comes has to go. So then when they go, we say, okay, Dadi gives them go soon, come soon, Toli. You also will get go soon, come soon, Toli.
Go soon, come soon.
Go soon and come soon. Keep on coming to your home because you have to come, is it not? It is very good. See, all the children here are so happy to see you. And everyone is clapping for them. Because they have brought the practical proof of service. You are the practical proof. All those who have brought you are very happy. And the 10,000 Brahmins who are sitting here, all of them are congratulating you, the 10,000 Brahmins sitting here, Baba is telling them. Is everything all right? You are comfortable? You know, they had a 2 days retreat in Madhuban, in Gyan Sarovar, and then this morning they came down and had meetings with Dadiji and Dadijanki. So, I was telling them, we have come in the first group. This is the first group of cooperative souls, so many of them. And it's very important, no? Because to come in the first group is something of importance. Okay, you may sit down. You must be tired. And everyone laughs. So Baba is so concerned about them. Must be tired, Baba is saying. And Muni Ben is telling Baba, Baba, four wings are here. One is business and industry wing. Second is transport wing. Third is social wing. And the fourth is youth wing. So which wing?
Acha business one.
So all those of the business and industry wing. Stand up. So Sister Yogini is here with so many brothers and sisters. I think there must be about 200 of them. Over 200 business industry wing. Businessmen industrialist service wing. They had 3 days meeting how to serve the businessmen industrialists of India. So, which mic have those of business and industry wing prepared or created? Have you created any mics? And Yogini Ben is saying yes. Means which big businessman or industrialist has come close to Baba? And she's saying yes. Because those who do business, they have the habit of doing business, of making others do business too. So, to make businessmen do business with Baba also should be easy. It's easy to make businessmen learn to do business with Baba too. It's good. A deal with Baba. Baba Dada has seen. That since from the time the service of professions has started and different wings have been created, each one has got the zeal and enthusiasm to expand service in his professional group. It's good. And Bap Dada has said that Bap Dada wants more speed in everything. Whatever you are doing, in efforts you need more speed, in service also more speed. Yes, you are running around here and there. Bap Dada keeps on getting the news. But according to the time, the speed of service and efforts should increase more, because anything can happen any time. Anything can happen any time. And no one should complain that they did not know. Baba doesn't like that anyone should be left behind, and he complains that he did not know.
Baba Dada ko siva ki samachar milte
Otherwise, Bhakta Dada keeps on receiving the news of the service you do. You are doing very well. You do keep some or the other program in your area, don't you? So, do to the maximum extent, as much as you can. Like God's message, the drums of this should be beaten everywhere. This is God's message. Okay, you may sit down. And now those of social wing, stand up, social service wing. They do service of social, social service. Different clubs, Rotary clubs, Lion club, so social service wing. There are also about 200 of them, and their chairperson is Amir Chand Bhai. Have you already given the message to the different social workers in different places of social work? From it's your duty that whichever field you are and the service you are doing, no one should be left behind. No one should miss the message. In every country, the message should go, that is, no one should be without the message. In every place, in every area, the message should go. You keep on doing the service, don't you? And Amir Chand Bhai saying, yes, we have made different plans for doing more service. Yes, Baba has been receiving the results, the report. Yes, you are doing it. Now you need to speed it up. Because Baba is seeing how time is speeding up and therefore giving you the signal to speed up. Well, otherwise you are doing very well. Congratulations, each one is doing very good service and you will continue to do better and better service. Okay, you may sit down. Now transport wing, those of transport wing, you know there are four types of transports. One is land, air, land route, air route, sea route, and I don't know what the fourth is, but land, air and sea, mainly three. Yeah, so transport wing. How many souls have you taken them to their destination? Baba is asking them, because transport means to take someone to the destination, no? So how many have you taken to their destination? And the fourth is train. So road, air, sea and train. So four modes of transport. And Baba is telling them this plan of, you know, method of doing service is also very good. You have got a very good chance of serving souls through your wing. You do the meeting, make plans, and in this way you also meet each other. It's like a double income. You are very clever. Those of different wings are very clever to hold meetings at this time. You get a double chance. Meeting each other, making plans, and also meeting Baba, meeting each other. Now you need to increase doing service through the mind too, because it takes too much time to reach every part of the world through speech, but service through the mind is fast service. And service to the mind is powerful too. And it needs less effort too. The only thing you need is to have a powerful stage to serve to the mind. Therefore, you can serve through the mind, through words and through actions, all the three types of service at the same time together. To serve through actions means all those who come in your contact and relationships. You come closer to them, even that is doing service through actions. Through relations also, you can do a lot of service. Therefore, to all the things Baba is saying, the different plans you make or the different means you use for service, similarly, In each professional group, keep the aim of serving through the mind. Make some plans for that too, of how to serve through the mind. So make plans for that too, so that souls are served through service of mind as well. Okay, you may sit. Congratulations, you are doing very well. Bap Dada has said that all the wings have given very good results. Now all the youth, all those who have come in the youth wing, many of them, just look back, so many. Yeah? This is the youth group. The youth group. There must be over 500 or 1,000 of them. Over 500. Congratulations. See, in such a short span of time, you reached here, you were just given the order, come, and you came running. So congratulations for that. This is good. You came here. But did you also do service to the mind? Because all those special souls who were to come, did you serve them through the mind? You know, the President of India was to come for this meeting to meet Baba, but for some reason he couldn't make it at the last minute. And this is where the youth were invited, because he said that he wouldn't like to meet the youth. And therefore Baba is asking them, did you serve him through the mind? Or did you just do your meeting, that's all? So those souls who were to come, they wanted to come, they wanted to reach here, but for some reason they couldn't. So they also must be remembering. Let the youth group continue to expand, then the problem of Bharat will end. Because, you know, the youth, they are the troublemakers. And therefore Baba says the problem of the country will end if so the youths grow in number. The duty of the youth that whichever youth are there in your area, you have to turn them into Brahmin youth. Free them from corruption and make them elevated. Your sound has reached the government too. However,
supposed result unke buddhi mein clear ho jaye.
They need to see the result clearly in front of them. But for that, you'll have to bring them closer to you. All those youth who fight against each other, who are corrupt, you should do something to serve them. change a youth inside, you know, so that it becomes big news that this one was changed by the bhikkhus. In every city there is a youth group. So in each city you should be able to change a few youth groups in your city so that everyone there is able to, you know, the attention is drawn towards you. Just as you serve the prisoners in the jail, and many of them were transformed because they used to share their experiences wherever they went. Similarly, you know, there are many youth group associations. Change them. And those youth share their experience with other youth. You are doing it, it's very good. But now you have to show an example. Like a youth who is always fighting and creating a lot of trouble, and he changes, he should be well known. And that person changes by coming in your contact. Do you have the courage to create such an example? Like Bhaktada says, prepare a mic. Similarly, you have to prepare so those youth who are big troublemakers, and you change them into, you know, Brahmins. Prepare such a group and bring them to Baba. See, so many youth have come. And they are waving to Baba. Very good. There are. And they are from all over India. Even from among double foreigners. There are the youth who have come because there's going to be a youth retreat for double foreigners. So now create a big sound. You are doing some or the other service, you are not doing nothing. But then do something, it's just like, you know, when a bomb explodes, do something of that type. A big atmic bomb exploded. Not an atom bomb, but atmic bomb, soul bomb. Let such a bomb explode. Okay, you may sit down. Congratulations. Levi, you should tell Muni when to announce about double foreigners also to stand up. If you could tell. Tell Muni when to, so that she announces the double foreigners to stand up. Quick, I was finishing. What else is there? Tell Muni when. Oh, she got the inspiration. Double foreigners. Yes. All double foreigners stand up. All the double foreigners stand up. It's about, I think, nearly 200. Maybe over about 200 double foreigners are here at the moment. Some came in just 2 days' time, and they are in Shantivan itself. They didn't come to Madhuvan, so they came and straight stayed in Shantivan. So I'm seeing them today only. Baba Singh wave to Baba. What was 200? Nearly 300. So did all of you see the double foreigners? Baba is telling them. To all the double foreigners, Bap Dada congratulates in a double way, gives double congratulations. Because the speciality of double foreigners is that you do double tasks. You do Lokik as well as and also run centers. You do a Lokik job and also run centers. Whether you are running a center or helping in the center, but you are doing double work. Majority of you are doing that. Even in Bharat, they are doing that, but in foreign lands, it's majority of you are doing lucky job as well as helping in the center or serving in the center, looking after the center. And Bap Dada, you know, purposely looks at or watches the scenes happening in the center. He has a natural TV, not this type of TV, but a natural TV. He observes how the children run, you know, they have breakfast, quick breakfast, and run to their lucky job, and then run to service, run here, run there. Baba loves it. Baba likes to see them, you know, running around doing service. Similarly, in your efforts to
double marks,
you have to take double marks. Yes, of course, there are who are taking double marks. And you have brought about transformation in you, and the zeal and enthusiasm to bring about more transformation is there in you. Bap Dada likes one natural nature of the double foreigners, that they are very honest, clean heart. Whatever is in their heart, they never hide, they say it clearly. If they fall, they will be clear and say that they have fallen, and if they rise, they say that also clearly, that they have risen. So they have a clean heart. And that's what Bap Dada likes very much. It is good. Double congratulations to double foreigners. See, everyone is happy to see you. If in any turn double foreigners are not there, then it looks like something is lacking in the gathering, and therefore it is good that you are here. In every group you come, it's good. You are the beauty of the gathering. Each child is a decoration of this court. So continue to fly, not walk, but not run, not even give a high jump, but fly. So no walking, no running, no high jump, but flying. That's what you have to do. I have to fly. There should be a determined thought. Double foreigners are used to flying anyway. You can't reach here without flying. No? You have to sit in a plane and fly and reach here, is it not? So you are used to flying. Therefore, it can be easy for you to reach your destination by flying. So always remain in a flying stage. Stay in a flying stage all the time. Okay, congratulations, you may sit down. Sit down, sit down. Okay. It isn't that if you did not get up because you are not in that profession, and it's not that no congratulations to you, no, multi-million times congratulations to you, those who did not stand for, you know, in any group or any professional group, any group or any wing, and also those who are far away in physical distance, they are listening to Baba, they are watching Baba, because there are some who are only listening and there are some who are also watching. So, to both of you, wherever you are in all four directions, to the children in all four directions, lots and lots and lots and lots of congratulations, love and remembrance. Why? Because
our season may, our turn may, sabhi patra bahut bhejte.
Because all of you send letters to Baba in every meeting, and Baba gets those letters. It's not that they don't, they do reach Baba. Some letters are filled with love, and some write their efforts in those letters. Some write service news in the letters, and some write letters of promise too. They write very good promises. So Bap Dada receives all types of letters and from everywhere. It's not that Baba reads every letter, you know, in like that, but then they reach the heart, Baba's heart. Baba's heart is the post office where your letters reach. Baba's heart is the post office where your letters reach. So they all go in his heart. Okay.
Bap Dada ki aasha. Underline ki.
So, did you underline Baba's hope in you? Those who underlined it, raise their hands. Yes, you did. Good. Everyone is raising their hand. Good. Baba is saying. Bab Dada has given you homework of 6 months. Do you remember? Teachers, do you remember their homework which Baba gave last time? 6 months homework. So the new year is beginning soon. Now Baba is saying that in 1 month Baba wants to see the result of the determined thought. So that work is of 6 months, that's different. But this work of determined thought, Baba wants to see the result of it in 1 month. Okay? Is it okay? Teachers say, is it okay? 1 month, in 1 month Baba wants to see the result of your determined thought. Pandavas? Okay? Yes? Okay, now Baba wants to know all the first timers who have come, first time in this cult. And Bab Dada, loves new children very much. You know, just like in a tree, there are small, small new leaves. So, but then you know what happens is that the birds love new leaves very much. They're very soft, no? So the birds love those new leaves very much. Similarly, the new children, the new Maya too loves the new children very much. This is why all the new ones, they should check the newness in them every day. That today, what newness did I bring in myself? Check that. Which special virtue, which special power I imbibed in myself today? And so if you keep on checking in yourself, then you will be able to make yourself strong. Then you will remain safe. You will be immortal. Therefore, be immortal and claim the immortal status. Okay. Yeah. to all the carefree kings in all four directions. To all the elevated souls who constantly stay in spiritual intoxication. To all the fast effort maker children who always accumulate in their account of accumulation. Who accumulate all attainments in their account of accumulation. To all the elevated server souls who serve in all three ways through thoughts, words and actions. Bap Dadas, Yad Pyar, love remembrance, and multi million times Yad Pyar and Namaste.